So the first thing we'd like to do, Judge Zucker, we're going to take up our first topic to induce our discussion. Maybe you could introduce it.
Yeah, certainly. Good afternoon. So we kind of brainstormed a number of topics here that we wanted to discuss today. So the first one we came up with was, you know, how do you go about requesting a conference call with the panel? We realized during the course of these proceedings that often disputes arise and that you need to consult with the panel to possibly resolve that dispute. So let's say a dispute arises between the patent owner and the petitioner. The first thing we really ask the parties to do is to meet and confer. Oftentimes these disputes can be hashed out between the parties without involving the board. It's really the easiest way to go. But we do understand and appreciate that some of them can't be resolved and that you do need to get the panel involved. So from that point, how do you go requesting a conference call with the panel? So we're somewhat unique in the sense that we have an email box. It's trials.uspto.gov. And what we ask is we ask that the parties send an email to that email box requesting a conference call with the panel. What we ask that that email include is, you know, we have one party to initiate it. They should CC or include the other party so as to avoid the perception that it's an improper ex parte communication. We ask that they indicate generally the requested relief that they seek or the subject matter that they want to conference. Now, when we say generally, we just kind of want a succinct identification of the issue. We don't want a brief. We don't want case law. We don't want a bunch of attachments. That's not what the email's for. Just succinctly identify the issue. We also ask that the party sending the email to the board indicate whether the non-emailing party actually opposes the request, because sometimes they're not opposed.